To reserve your Saracen room, call 870-686-9001.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, 7:06 on this Monday, June 8th. Glad you're with us. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Chris Kane is here with us.
Good morning, hello, Chris. Good morning.
Thanks to Trader Bills, yes. Your sponsor.
Huge thank you to Trader Bills.
Yeah, that time of year.
Hey, you know, 94 degrees you said it's going to be this week. No better time to get out on the water with my friends at Trader Bills. Godfrey Pontoons right now on sale. Go check them out.
Just got through cutting a spot for Oaklawn, powered by FanDuel. We'll visit with Zach Gillen a little bit to see. A couple things I want to see about, you know, with what's left right now with you got the College World Series, you got the game tonight, NBA, you got hockey.
There's a lot of fun things happening right now.
Yeah, and then you got football. I don't know. I guess they've got the numbers out for where the Razorbacks are expected to finish in the SEC, I would imagine, right? We'll find out. We'll also visit with our buddy from
Bathfitter,
William Mulliken, good dude, and we are sore. I can barely bend. In other words, I'm going to give you an example. If you're laying on your bed and you're laying like you're in a coffin, you're on your back, I could not lift my leg off the bed.
Yeah.
I literally had to put my hand under my knee to bend it. Because I thought, I'm going to hop in there. I told myself I was going to do it, and then I got there and I thought, I can't do it. I've worked all week, and I can tell.
Well, we won the first two legs without him.
Yeah, and then I said,
he wanted to get in on the
action. Does he have to sprint on the side with you guys and jump in, or is he just in there?
You know what? He's trying to push, and again, I mean, hats off. I forget who was it pointed it out. We had a fan or an observer of the tubs anyway, tub races come up to us after our second leg maybe and said he's very proud of us representing our age group. And it didn't dawn on me, but I think we were the oldest.
Well,
I said, I was in the tub. I was tired and being pushed.
We'll have to ask William. So one of the guys, a younger guy, he seems like, according to William, he's hurt a little bit. And I said, we'll see if we can get somebody else. And the judge said, no, you had to sign a release. So I said, I'll do it. And I got in there, and it's about 250, 300 yards. It's like
maybe
a quarter
you
mile.
And I were the oldest part of
and
our
the,
team.
And the first part of it, I thought, okay, and I was done. After 30, 40 yards, I said, my legs were cooked, and we had to do this three more times. So then it was all, you know, I was not pushing. I was basically just holding them.
You were holding. Were you holding them back from pushing? Or
maybe,
you just,
I don't know.
No, the guys up front, they're actually doing a great deal of the. Well, you could. Getting from what I heard from them, you can attest whether that's true or not, because in more often than not, or more. I think what happens is the back is holding on because the guys up front are pushing their butts off.
Yeah.
You can't push too far or hard.
You don't want to hold it back. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm telling you, of course, the other guys did three legs, and I'm telling you, they were exhausted. And,
you got to walk all the way back up to Arlington from the end of Bathhouse Row. And then the last leg, you got to really chop it up. And I'm just sitting there being pelted by water.
Oh, they didn't allow them to throw water balloons, but they allowed them to do squirters. I mean, the squirters now that are out there, the squirted water guns. I mean, they can squirt you like 50, 75 feet away.
It can hurt your eardrum.
I mean, it is literally. One of them was like a Gatling gun. I mean, 50 feet. I mean, it's.
And then you
across the street.
So it didn't rain that morning?
No.
When I looked at your Facebook Live, it looked like it was pouring down raining just because of all that.
It was a fireman. The juiced up firemen were doing their hose. But the other part of it was that some of the guns were using some of the bathhouse water, which was warm, which felt really nice.
And then the kids were,
also suspect.
The kids are allowed. I'm looking as we're walking down and we're getting squirted on the parade. And I'm turning around, hey, kid, and there's some 65-year-old woman. Wait, lady. You know, it's just everybody's doing it. Everybody.
You don't want to bring attention to them. Because
it's a great tradition. It's a great tradition.
It was 20 years. Yeah.
Thanks to the folks at Bathfitter Bathfitter donated a shower remodel and bath remodel to a charity of the choice of the organization. So the people who run that made the announcement. So that's really cool. It's probably $20,000. Who was it, Raj?
It was the Arkansas Children's. The Arkansas Children's Home.
Yeah, I couldn't remember that, but obviously a great cause, and they were very appreciative. And it's smart for Bathfitter to do. They didn't have to do that. We're trying to bribe the judges there at the
beginning. Knowing Mulliken, knowing Bathfitter's they're not going to skimp, and they'll do whatever they can. It may be a bath and a shower. I don't know. I'm not suggesting one thing over the other. But the judges had the option of choosing a charity, and that's who they chose, the Arkansas Children's.
Yeah, and there was obviously you saw the judges there. Steve Harrison, it will be the last time. That he does.
That's a send off for him. Great job there, Matt Barrett.
Matt Barrett was there. He was judging Monty. Anyway, everybody was super nice. I think they saw the guys from Bath that are like, man, what a cool community event. It's not for everybody, but it's fun. Boy, you look and there's thousands of people up
Tons
and down.
Tons of people. Yeah, yeah. Listen, I mean, I was amazed at how many people were out there.
That's what I'd said. It was a team building effort. Yeah. Each team doing something. But when you see the juiced up firemen. Of Hot Springs Fire Department.
They just looked in shit. They're like, oh, hey, they look like we're 10 times better.
Look at Roger's like, I'm not buying any of that.
I'm just ragging on them. Yeah. Because, listen, I know who's juiced. I go to the gym, and I know if you're not doing leg day, I know what you're doing. But the firemen, the sheriff, the policemen, all of that, the other parts of the community, the other stores, Marvin Woodland Gardens or whatever.
Garvin.
I said Marvin. That's Monopoly. That's a community building.
All of it. Yeah, that is.
You see a cop, if a cop stops you and you go, dude, we competed against each other in the tub races. All right, I'm going to give you a warning this time.
I love is it was named after Stuart Pennington, and they were just a bunch of dudes, and Stuart Pennington brought up, hey, we got to have a bathtub race, and he dies. And they're all, Harrison and all them sitting around going, how do we honor Stuart Pennington? And they do a bathtub, and they build these, they put bathtubs on top of four wheels.
Well, let me tell you something. Bath fitters will not be outdone next year because NIL is possible next year with what they've got in mind.
Bring in some big Razorback backups to do the pushing. That would be really cool.
They're Someone on text line it. Said Joe Klein.
Joe couldn't make it.
The finish line was too
Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Outline. Talk about Hot Springs. It's your old buddy Zach Gillum from Oakland. What's up, Zach?
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing good. After we left there, we went and hung out till 1 o'clock in the morning at Pop's Lounge. And Cliff and Susan put on a great show and got a chance to see where Wayne, you guys put up Cal and the staff at the at the hotel when they were doing all their camps.
Oakland was represented at the tub races.
I think they had three teams.
David was there from the valet. They were the pit crew. And then I saw Adam, management from Mainline that we see all the time. Yeah. He was there supporting and doing that. Oakland was well represented.
It was a good day.
Yeah, it really is a great event. And Oakland typically has a couple teams. I know Chris is usually at that as well. I don't think he made it this year.
He did not.
I believe we were second in most of the categories, but I do hear there was, you know, some objections. Maybe a steward's inquiry was needed. Maybe a DQ was warranted in one of those races. But no, it's a really fun event. It really is great. So I'm glad you guys came down and were a part of it.
I want to give a shout out to Melissa Wiles and her husband Gerald. If we could get this kind of reaction, I was walking down there. They were taking the tub back for the next race, and she came to kind of have a picture. She goes, "I listen to y'all's show every day, even when I go out of town. Mm-hmm. I listen to it. My husband, I listen to it more than my husband does." She went on. I said, "Boy, you're a walking endorsement for our show. So I'm going to get her on, and either we're going to have a recorded deal or whatever." But boy, I tell you, when you have people go say, I can't even go out of town, and I'm going to listen to you guys while I'm on my vacation.
Yeah, that's good.
That is the ultimate. What do you call that kind of listener? What do you call that? A1? What's the term?
P1
listener. P1. Zach, listen, I just got through cutting my spot for Oakland Sports powered by FanDuel. So let's talk a little bit about tonight. Is it overwhelming now that the Spurs are the favorite to win tonight? I mean, not Spurs. The Knicks and finish it off here in another game?
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks have really, you know, turned themselves into a pretty heavy favorite. They're going up 2-0. In tonight's game, they're only 2.5-point favorites, but they are a favorite back at home in New York. And then many different options on how to get down in the game, whether it's the point spread, you have the total, obviously, the money line, but you have a lot of player props, threes, rebounds, assists, a lot of different same-game parlays that you can do with that. And then you're going to have some fun promotions that go with that, whether it's a profit boost or
what about MVP? What about MVP?
Yeah.
Brunson? Yeah. Is it Brunson? I don't know. Is it not Brunson?
Cat, right? At this point?
Brunson right now is your favorite, Jalen Brunson. He's plus 115. Carl Anthony Towns, your second choice at 165. And then Victor at plus 380, your third choice.
Christian, who'd you say?
Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
I think he's been playing the best so far.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the difference maker, right, for the most part?
Yeah.
By the way, somebody said my mic was low. Does anybody else hear that? Anybody else? I don't know what platform that could be. About hockey, man. Hockey's turned out to be the most exciting sport out there right now in terms of the championship.
Yeah, quick question, Zach. What could you have gotten on live odds as Vegas had a 4-0 lead? What could you have gotten Carolina in the third period? Do you remember?
Oh, no, I'd have to go back and look. But 4-0 third period, it would have been a big number. You're looking double digits, you know. That's going to be when you're seeing 20-1 at a minimum, probably closer to 50-1, but... just depends how late in that third period. And it's just amazing how often we see these comebacks nowadays. I don't know if it's just me and recency bias, but it's not just hockey. It feels like all the sports. You see some of these very large comebacks late in the game.
We're visiting with Zach Gillum from Oakland, and obviously we've got the Oakland Sports app powered by FanDuel, as Rogers says. What about College World Series? Is that going to have to wait until you get the two games finished today before you get the odds on that?
Yeah, we'll have to wait and get those two games that were suspended for either weather or time yesterday. Once those are completed, though, it will be back on the board. All those were available throughout the weekend. In fact, even had live wagering on most of those games. And I just realized I didn't answer one of the questions you asked me a minute ago. And the Knicks are -500 to actually win the championship. If you think Spurs are going to pull the comeback, they are +385.
Back on the baseball, who do you think, Chris? I mean, Rod, either one or Christian? Don't say it, Zach. Who do you think the favorite would be? Let's just say Oklahoma and Texas advance. Who do you think the favorite's going to be? What would you say? We'll start with you, Chris. College World Series. You got Ole Miss,
Oklahoma, and Bama, right?
Bama. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was the other one. Bama, not Texas.
So, who do you want me to choose between?
Just basically, you got Texas, Alabama. Which most likely Alabama's going to win today. You got Oklahoma, most likely will win today. They're up. You got Ole Miss. You got Georgia. Who am I leaving out? I think there's going to be 5 of the 8 will be SEC teams. Who are the other three?
Georgia.
West
right
Virginia.
Now.
West Virginia, first time ever they're going. Yeah. They're going to be
Troy.
Country
yeah.
Roads. Troy obviously. Of course, Troy. So there's
Mama.
One more.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Roger?
You said Mount Mama.
Georgia for me.
I think so, too. They are just, I mean, it's unreal what they're doing.
Won the regular season, won the tournament.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think, Zach, on that? What do you think, Christian? Do you want to say anything, too? You want to take a shot at that or no?
I would guess Georgia as well. They've been a machine all year.
Yeah, they're the SEC champions. Is that probably where that's going to lean towards, Zach?
Yeah, that's where I would be leaning. They just keep doing it, keep finding ways. I thought Mississippi State maybe had them down and out, and they just kept coming back, scoring more runs. So I think they're going to be a very tough out in Omaha.
What about a lot of people want to know who is the favorite in the Miss Arkansas contest next Saturday night? Is it Miss Sebastian County or maybe somebody else? Do you have any odds on that?
I'll have to get to work on that. We'll have to get on a call tonight. I need all your research.
Chris?
Really make sure we get those odds down.
Chris, you're the
I do not offer any insight.
Because I ask who was our friend
Corey Keller.
Yeah, Corey. I guess it's Corey. Who's the favorite? I know you know because it could be an upset. Yeah. But you know, going in, it's a girl who's like been a finalist three times in a row or whatever.
Who's using the most stick 'em?
all right, Christian. Zach. Now that we can sort of turn the page to after this next week. Where were the Razorbacks in terms of winning the SEC? Do we have that right now? Are they 16th out of 16th? Do we have that?
Are we looking at football?
Yes, football, yes.
Okay.
Razorbacks do have track and field left, and I think they're the favorite to win that whole thing. I don't know if you guys have the track and field on there, but we should be favored there.
No track and field. Yes. Football, it is not looking great, but, you know.
Come on, tell us.
They have to play for a reason. Yes, Arkansas is down there at the bottom, 250-1 to win the SEC championship game.
Wow,
better than I thought it'd be. Actually, yeah.
So that is just all you've got on the SEC championship, and not like national championship. What would that be? You have that one.
So for the national championship, last I checked, they were 500-1.
It's not big enough.
Let's see here. Not big enough. You're right. They're 1,000 to 1.
I was about to say, I would have thought that would have been double that.
Okay.
What about, is there an over and under in how many games? Before he says anything, Roger, if you had to say right now, if you'd lay some money on the Oakland Sports App powered by FanDuel.
Well, I'm looking at the three recruits that committed in the paper today.
2027.
They all love the new coach.
Yeah, Silverfield.
I'll say the over-under is 3.
3, wow. Only 3 wins. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Chris?
4.5.
Yeah, I was going to say 4.5. So to be different, I'll go 5.5.
What do you, because that's not out yet, or is it, Zach?
Yes, that is out. That is on the board. It's actually 4.5, plus 138 on the over, minus 170 on the under, and there are alternate lines available as well. You do have reaching quarterfinal of the championship, so there's a couple different options there, but the regular season wins. If you want Rodgers' number, the 3+, minus 550. I believe I did see 5+ on the board. There it is right there. They're plus 140 at 5+.
Okay, so answer me. So if you 4.5, here you go. You got the wins that you think you can look at the calendar and go, yeah, okay, that's it. North Alabama, Tulsa, you're thinking, okay, win-win. At Vanderbilt, I don't think
some
that's...
change over
though. Missouri?
No.
You're at home. You're at Auburn. You got South Carolina at home, and then you got Texas and LSU. So,
well, we heard from South Carolina fans yesterday saying that they didn't give them a lot of credit. Didn't I hear that correctly?
From all our buddies at Matt Fetter. Yeah. So South Carolina's a favorite. Let's give them South Carolina.
When is the South Carolina game?
That's Saturday, November 14th.
And that's here.
That's pretty late in the season. Beamer's on a hot, hot seat. If he.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, I would only say if he's not there and they're not playing for much,
there's a chance.
Yeah,
you still said 4.5 wins.
You're at number 18, Utah, and you're hosting number 3, Georgia, in the first 2 of 3 games, and then you got at Texas A&M, number 10, number 25, you got Tennessee, you got Auburn, you got Texas, you got LSU. It's just
you guys feel good that you nailed the 4.5 wins? Does that make you feel good about the season?
Change no. 6.5.
Well, exactly.
Is that better? Does that make me feel better?
Lie to yourself.
Let me ask you this: if the Razorbacks win 4 games, how will the fan base react? We won 2 last year, right? How will the fan base react?
Man, we doubled our win total.
Okay, all right.
That's it. We doubled it.
I think the apathy would continue.
Yeah, I don't know what people are expecting this year.
Style points? You think style points against the other good teams will make a difference? Yeah, if your style points. We had style points last year.
I was about to say, I don't know, the last couple of years. Yeah, losing by 1 score to a lot of top teams. I don't know that you got to win.
I do not expect much this year. I just don't want to get embarrassed every single week.
Yeah. Did we get embarrassed?
We didn't get embarrassed last year.
We were in most of the games to the end. It could just not
But we did choke.
Notre Dame.
We did choke quite often.
Notre Dame was a blowout. But, I mean, how you lose in a couple of those games, notably Ole Miss and Memphis, right?
Well,
those
some are people the two, are saying that's the
not,
reason.
It's not just the loss. It's, you were right there. You
had it in your hands.
Fumbled it away. Yeah.
Some people are saying that I'm getting a hair transplant, so I don't have to wear a Razorback hat anymore. That's not true.
Not true.
So, Zach, how are things before we let you go? How are things with go ahead, Gertie.
I was going to say, before we let him go and you get to that, World Cup's coming up on June 11th.
Oh,
I'm sure
yes.
Oakland has a lot to offer for that.
Good point.
The favorite to win, I'm going to guess, is France. But who are some of the others? I would imagine Spain and England in the mix as well. Way down the board.
Yeah, France up there at the top, so that is a good guess. They're plus 460. Spain coming in as your second option at plus 490. England's at 650. Portugal's at 9-1. Brazil at 8-1. Argentina's plus 950. Looking at U.S., I believe 3 games on the board now that you can get wagering on. Friday, this upcoming Friday, 8 p.m. against Paraguay is going to be your first matchup. USA is minus 105. This is the 3-way market.
They got a weak group.
So they are favorite there. Just looking at the odds, it does feel like or look like they are expected to qualify through the qualifying round and make it into the next round.
Wow.
Beyond that, I don't know. The odds get a little less likely. Not favored at that point, but still have a chance.
I completely missed
next
on
week
Argentina.
They do take on.
In Portugal, I did too.
Yeah. Next week they take on Australia. They are a favorite there as well, minus 140. And then
Australia
they do have
stinks.
A game the following week.
Yeah, listen, We were going to go to that, Zach, as a part of our Summit Adventure until we started looking at the prices, the ticket prices, and they're just absurd. It's almost like the Knicks
especially
tonight.
Since we were going to have to pay for them.
We didn't mind asking
somebody. Are you going to go, Zach? Are you going to try to go to any soccer matches? No?
You know, I'm like you. It sounded like something I wanted to venture out to, but I'm kind of leaning towards that or maybe F1 in Vegas, and I'm leaning towards F1 in Vegas.
That's fine.
So we'll see what happens.
We're going to go do a NASCAR race in Atlanta, right outside of Atlanta. A couple things. What do you think UALR would have been? Did they have odds on them getting to a super regional? It probably was not that kind of thing. I guess it would be a national championship or whatever if they were. Mid-majors usually aren't considered for those national championships. Where would you think UALR started in, considering where they finished?
Yeah, they were one of the longer shots on the board, and actually those regionals were there, and if my memory serves, I want to say they were 16-1 to come out of their regional. So there were odds there. I hope someone got some wagering down on that. I know they were the longest shot coming out of the regional, but they pulled it off. Would have been nice for them to beat Troy, but either way, very great, very nice season, really, really great job, and it was nice to have two teams from Arkansas to cheer on.
Today is National Best Friends Day. So how many best friends do you think you got, Zach? You got one? You got a couple? What do you think? Some people say you can only have one best friend. What about you?
Oh, no. You can have many best friends, I guess. No idea. I don't have a number.
Yeah, because all your best friends are in a sports book. You never leave there.
Yeah.
You know, they better be right there.
All right, Zach, great to hear from you.
Exactly. I don't want to give the number too low,
That's right.
We're having Zach withdrawal because we hadn't seen Zach now. Racing season's over with. We hadn't seen him with all of our sports book and FanDuel stuff. So, Roger, will you just make sure you say FanDuel as Roger says it, Roger?
FanDuel.
Deal.
It's FanZone.
All right, Zach. Great to hear from you, buddy.
Thanks, Zach. Absolutely. Y'all have a great morning.
See you, buddy.
FanDuel.
Chris, how many best friends you got? How many best friends would you say?
Your buddies
are listening.
Yeah, I think it's kind of stages of life best friends, right? But you stay best friends forever.
What constitutes a best friend?
Someone that you trust and that you have faith that they're going to be there for you and no matter what.
Always. I think a best friend conversation has sometime in your life started out with, I'm going to need your help. And ask me about it.
That's exactly right.
You never bring it up.
That's a best friend.
Don't we have that clip?
Yeah.
We'll play it.
Yeah, some people say you only should have one or two. That means that
best is best.
Ride or die.
That's another. That's again. Who's God?
Is there a tier list of best friends? It's like this is my bestest friend,
It can be.
You know, RJ's on my list.
Yeah,
for sure.
You spend a lot of time with RJ.
RJ and I have been, we've been friends for.
If you're doing,
at
doing
this point,
him,
16 years.
If you're doing something,
No. It's we don't in like our phases of life have kind of
That's my thing.
He's traveling with softball now, and the kid, so we don't like hang out a lot. But it's like if I have to make a call, it's like, hey, I need your help right now.
Yes,
he's on the list.
That's the mark of a true friend is when I haven't talked to them in months,
right?
But I can call them up. And say something to him, they're like, okay, I'm there.
I think
that's your best friend right there.
I think there's truth, because I've got those, but also, too, probably the one you also, who is the guy you're spending the most time with or you're around?
See, that's different.
It's a different way of doing it.
Right. You're right.
Two ways.
Like, my buddy Aaron Crawford and my neighbor Kent Thompson would be those guys I'd probably spend.
You give those guys a shout out.
Give them a shout out.
Raj, who are you giving a shout out to for your best friend?
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Arkansas's Best Chevy Dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
The Woodrock Trojans baseball season came to an end over the weekend as they fell to the Troy Trojans in the Super Regional. It was their best season in program history as it was their first time reaching a Super Regional. Teams to punch their ticket to the College World Series so far include Troy, West Virginia, Ole Miss, Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas. Alabama and Oklahoma are both on the verge of advancing. Their games got suspended up 7-2 and 8-1 respectfully. Alabama and St. John's will resume at 11 a.m. while Oklahoma and Kansas will resume at noon. This weekend in the Stanley Cup, up, the Vegas Golden Knights took a 2-1 lead, winning 5-4 in double overtime on Saturday night over the Carolina Hurricanes. Game 4 will be tomorrow night, and Game 3 of the NBA Finals will be tonight. The Knicks are returning to New York with a 2-0 lead over the Spurs. Tip is set for 7:30. TV coverage will be on The Buzz. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for today, but most of today will be dry with temperatures warming up into the lower 90s. Those feels like temperatures could reach 100 degrees. It's going to get a little bit hotter as you move towards the middle of the week. Those feels like temperatures could reach 105 later this week. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in Arkansas. Right now, new FanDuel customers can hit the court with $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 a day for 7 straight days. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is the best place to bet all your favorite players during the NBA Finals. Play your game any way you want. And best of all, with FanDuel, you get paid instantly when you win. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get $350 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed after betting $5 each day for 7 days. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and partner of Oaklawn Sports. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. Minimum $5 wager required for 7 consecutive days. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Monday in the Zone, Justin Akre and Phil Elson will broadcast live from the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Tournament at Chenal Country Club. They'll find some interesting folks to talk to out there, and of course, they'll recap the weekend that was for the Little Rock Trojans baseball team in their Super Regional. We'll hand out some game balls and jock straps, check out the red-white report from UAMS Ortho, the entertainment report from Bell and Sword, and we've got your chance to win tickets to see Dude Perfect at Simmons Bank Arena during birthday trivia thanks to Brewskies. All happening Monday from 10 to 1 in the Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Hey, you guys!
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me.
Come on!
Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
for Kenny Loggins, 735. Bill Vickery coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got graffiti at 8:30. All you graffiti lovers, that was great job on Thursday or Friday where we had to move that sucker. Pat Bradley in the 9 o'clock hour. We're talking about today's National Best Friends Day. We were saying, you know, somebody said, you're trying to be politically correct. Where is it at? It says, you hooligans are on Mayhem are my best friends. That's JT and Benton.
Hey, thanks, Trey.
We
thanks,
are.
Buddy.
Somebody says, quit being politically correct. You only have one best friend. If the mothers don't want to be number two, tell them to step up their game. Huh? Well, you know, the biggest enemy of best friends.
Yeah.
Is a wife.
Your life.
Yeah.
You're projecting.
I'm kidding.
I think you have best friends for the phases of your life that you move through.
That's right.
Yeah.
And just because somebody else becomes a guy that you talk to more often doesn't mean that guy's not your best friend anymore.
I don't think I'm my wife's best friend. I think it's Lynn Schaefer and Willow and Grace.
If you see your best friend get squashed by their wife, you step in and say, hey, you're coming with me. You're coming with me. We're getting away.
Saving Silverman him?
We're getting away.
Excuse me. Have you ever heard of Independent George?
No.
If Independent George walks out this door and gets married, he ceased to exist. It's a Seinfeld. You can't have girlfriends come in to the guy group. That was the whole Seinfeld. I blew it!
Oh, here we go. One more time. Everybody say it with me.
My wife just commented.
Yes.
She said it's fitting we got married on National Best Friends Day.
Yeah, today is, yes.
Happy anniversary, yes.
13 years?
Yes. 13 years. Happy anniversary. Love you.
Wow. I was there for that. Matter of fact,
Your anniversary with Morning Mayhem.
Yeah, you know what?
And two
what happens when you join a cult?
Happy anniversary.
How many of your best friends went to your wedding?
That's
a long haul.
No, yeah. I had several. I mean, RJ drove down.
I did, too.
You did, too? Yeah.
Sure did. We were there.
You were there, yes. 13 hours. Yes.
Yeah.
I think RJ drove down with a couple of our other friends here locally, Derek and Emily, and they drove with, I'm not kidding you, mud tires. They said it sounded like an elephant was chasing them the whole way down.
You gave a great invitation to talk about what a best friend would do. And you go, for example, if I had to bury a body.
Yeah, yeah, right. Right. Well, I said that's that kind of your bar, right?
Yeah. You thought, what? If you called RJ, this is a typical RJ, this kind of RJ response, you'd go.
Like if I called RJ and said, all right, I got to bury a body, he'd be like, oh, I got a great spot for that. I mean, that's what he would do. He would immediately, it's almost like he would be waiting for someone to call him and say, I got to bury a body. What should we do? Oh, I got a great spot for that.
Yeah, first thing he would do, though, we got to stop by Natural Wholesale.
We got to rent a backhoe.
Yeah, we got to go see Don Grisham.
We're going to put some flooring over it, too. It's going to look real good.
I do want to say congratulations again to the Trojans of Little Rock. I know they didn't finish their season the way they wanted to. But hey, listen, they went to a super regional. It will be something they can build on. We'll get Coach Curry on at some point here this week if he wants to jump on. I'm sure he's got to be exhausted, but he's loved it. So much attention to the program.
And how cool was that? Did you guys see online too? Gary Hogan was there. They brought Gary into the dugout.
I did not.
I heard about that.
What a full circle moment for that program. You know, one that Gary was, I mean, just a pillar of and is a pillar of to be there for that moment and for Coach Curry to bring him into the dugout, talk to him, and let him be a part of it was truly special.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I hate that we were so busy, but it was hard for us to be able to watch, Roger, because we were in Hot Springs really Friday and Saturday. We were trying to monitor the games and saw the scores like, oh, crap. But still, it was fun. It was fun, you know, especially, you know, they were still going, the Razorbacks were out. So it gave you another chance to cheer. And so they should be able to really grow on that. Do want to thank everybody in Hot Springs and everybody who put on the bathtub races. We'll visit with our friends in Bathfitter a little bit later.
Yeah, and I'm not saying all the Hot Springs Fire Department is on the juice. Met my best friend Jeremy riding bikes in 1985. Still best friends. He and his wife live directly across the street. Outstanding. Way to go, Buccaneer boy.
Yeah, I was telling a story that my best friend that I grew up with will not speak to me anymore. I had no, doesn't tell me why. Me and a buddy of mine were best friends with him. Won't speak to us. Won't give us a reason why. 40, 50 years just down the drain. Amazing to me. But hey, man, if you don't want to be my friend, that's so be it. But isn't that something?
And you've been contemplating whether or not you're like, if he ever comes back, do I?
Do I do the prodigal son deal?
Yeah,
do
you welcome him back?
Sorry, man. Yeah, you know, not that he will. It's just a shame that that people can't work through something. You know, they can't figure something out to where. I know without a doubt there's nothing that I did that would warrant a, you know, never speaking to me again, who was my best friend. Just out of the blue. And we've had this guy's back for 40 years and nothing, crickets. So, which is fine. Listen, you do what you got to make it. You
know, time heals.
Well,
it can.
I don't know.
It can.
It's not healing for me.
It doesn't for everybody.
I remember. I can't forget it.
In the Bible, you got to wipe your feet off, dust of that.
By the way, till you say you keep your shoes, or we asked the question the other day, do you walk around barefoot in your house? I do. Roger does not.
Yeah, you sent us a picture.
Roger does not. Christian does not. Yeah.
That's like an HR violation in many other companies.
My floors, yeah, it is. My floors, I feel very comfortable in them being clean enough to where I can walk around barefoot.
Well, you can.
And you say.
I just don't like the feeling of it. I don't like it.
What does that mean?
I don't like.
You like carpet?
I mean, I have hardwood and tile and stuff like that. I mean.
Do you ever walk outside barefoot?
No. What? No.
Like if you go to the beach, do you not walk
weird thing, and maybe it's just a nostalgia thing. Sand, absolutely. I miss
lake?
Sand. I miss walking on
lake?
Sand.
You don't.
Lake's different.
Lake sand's different.
It's different. It's different.
What does that mean?
Same.
Does it mean?
It's not beach sand.
So you wear tennis shoes on the side of the when you're walking around a lake?
Oh, no, I wear sandals.
Okay, you would not let your feet hit the dirt on the lake.
I would
lake
prefer
dirt.
If I was wearing something on the feet. I don't like the feet on the ground thing. I just like, you know, they say like touch grass, put your feet
man.
On the grass. It's grounding. I'm like, eh, not for me.
You wouldn't have been a good caveman.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have made it past
Roger, 12 years old
as a caveman.
What about you, Roger?
About what?
But do you go that far that you don't like to be barefoot anywhere?
I prefer not to.
Beach.
Well, if I'm on the beach, I'm not going to be wearing.
So if you can get past the beach, that's what. If you can get past the beach, why can't you walk into your house?
It's a weird thing. So I don't know. I love sand.
She bought me some new shoes to go along with my new outfit for the wedding. Of course, the rehearsal dinner was on the beach, and I said, "Can I wear my new sandals?" She said, "No, you take your sandals off and you walk barefoot in the beach." So I did, and of course, it's okay. But then, as I'm walking back up, I've got to wash my feet off, and then you got to keep walking. So I'm walking as close as I can to more sand to find some of that luscious grass so I can wipe my feet off so I can put my
shoes on. On the dunes?
Do you?
Well, there's grass up in the resort.
We're in the resort.
Okay, good. Surely you walk in the magnificent grass that you have cultivated in your yard.
I don't mind it. But then I don't want to go back. Listen, if I dirty up the entrance rug that she has purchased there, and if I dirty up that, then I'm going to
wash my feet.
Yeah.
Well, I get that, but I'm just saying.
Listen, Brian over at Bathfitters, the first time he came to my house to measure my house a couple of years ago for the new shower, he took his shoes off before I even asked anything, and I didn't even ask. He says, I'll listen to you. He's a listener. So he took them off. But that's just, listen, and I'm vacuuming in the kitchen this weekend, and I didn't have the lights on or anything like that. The sunlight was still coming. It's still early. And the light that's on the little handheld deal, you can see dust. I mean, dust gets in your house. It's always there.
Yeah.
It's just there.
It's an everlasting war.
So I do that. So I wear slippers. As I got older, I wear slippers.
Big fan of the slippers. And the only time I'm barefoot in the house is when I'm walking to make coffee in the morning. That's it.
Wait a minute, the bathroom's different. Destroys your whole.
It is a short one trip. That's
you just, you suspend
I'm
the rules.
I'm too tired. I'm too
you
tired.
Suspend the rules,
I suspend the rules for coffee.
Wow.
Once you want to why?
Wow.
Because I'm not thinking clearly. And once I get coffee in me, I'm thinking clearly. I'm like, I got to put shoes on.
It shows you can do it.
No.
You can do it.
I can, but I don't want to. I don't want to.
Heaven forbid anything else happen, but if I have to run out of the house real quick, I will try to get my slippers on first. If I can't.
Out of the house? Oh, there's no way. I'm not going out of the house.
Here's some messages. Yeah. Somebody says, I'm a true Arkansan. I went barefoot all summer. Here's one for the 501. Health benefits from grounding. Feet to ground contact.
I've heard great things.
But I'm sure it's great. But my immune. What is the immune? What is it called?
Immune system?
No, what do they call it?
Immunodeficiency?
Herd immunity. Mm-hmm.
Herd immunity.
62. You know, I've had lockjaw.
Someone says here, don't worry about the best friend thing, Baz. I went through the same thing. I got new friends. I'm a big hit with the lesbian community in Faulkner County.
Okay. Very cool.
We'd love to do a remote at your place.
Here's one. Hey, David, me and my best friend. Let's see. Me and my best friend were best friends from about fourth grade until 7 years after we graduated. Then one day, never talked to me again, just like you've never lost sleep over it, though.
I know Baz was upset. My best friend over here was upset one morning when he came in because he had just gotten his electric bill. We were doing a remote over at Edwards, and he snapped. But then he pointed out that his electric bill was really crazy. I think
best friends can snap and recover.
You can. You certainly can, because then it is if you want to go, dude, I'm sorry. That's your best friend.
Roger does a good job. Roger does a really good job. I've watched him over the many years of having a problem and then thinking through it over a couple of days and then going back to the person and going, Let's work this.
I try to, but listen, I don't snap at anybody without just cause.
Drew in Little Rock says, worst thing can do is barefoot on your carpet. Oil in your skin will destroy it. Stop it. Stop it, Drew.
Samantha
not going to destroy you.
I knew we were onto something.
Stop it,
Drew. Samantha comes home last night. She's coming home. She's just killing it. She looks awesome. She got on a great outfit and all this and that. And I'm looking at her, and she goes, look at my shoes. Look at my shoes. She loves my shoes. Love your shoes. Love your shoes. And I said, you just don't listen to me about shoes in the house, do you? She didn't say nothing. She just said it. She just kept.
Oh, okay.
She said, my shoes are clean.
So no shoes in the house.
Well,
But you're not happy about that.
Thing I got to work through.
So you don't want shoes. You don't want barefoot.
I call
Steve
Matic in Hot Springs. They do my.
You got to be sockies. You got a little socky dude.
Yeah, I told her yesterday. Well, you went into Bucky's bathroom. She goes, it's clean as bathroom.
It is. It, for the record.
I said, so would you mind? I said,
you got to be hyperventilating at this point.
When Steamatic from Hot Springs comes up to clean her carpet and all that, they do the oil and they clean it all up and they do all that. And then they leave you three or four different pair of those little booties to go over your shoes.
Those are great. Yeah.
I said, I got a couple of pink ones. Would you like to take those? She goes, and she just laughs and walks out of the room. Not a chance, mister. That's how I know whose house it is.
From the 501, feet are not supposed to be in shoes constantly. You should contribute to bunions, plantar fasciitis, bone spurs, and bone growth.
It's not the same.
Meant to be barefoot. Splay those toe beans. Okay, idiots. Love you guys. You're talking about being barefoot. You remember Taz? Yes. That guy drove his dirt track car. I remember barefoot. He would drive his dirt track car barefooted. Okay.
Speaking of barefoot, touchdown club guest. Which touchdown club guest insisted on being barefoot a couple of years ago? Give me a hint. From a team that is moving.
Was McMahon.
Jim McMahon. Yes.
Well, he played barefoot with John Daly out at the Lions Den.
Eight shoes.
How about that?
He said he hated cleats, the whole deal. Yeah, couldn't do it.
All right, it's National Best Friend Day. If you got a best friend out there, hug him up. Be appreciative. We're glad you're living. You're our best friend.
Yes, you are.
We love you. What do we say, Roger?
Are we best friends?
From Step Brothers. All right, don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you.
Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Ancient Israel's wisdom literature includes this sage advice from Ecclesiastes. There is nothing better for a person that he should eat and drink and find enjoyment in his toil. This also, I saw, is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat or have enjoyment? For to the one who pleases him, God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy. So work hard, serve others, read widely, study diligently, and enjoy the gifts God gives us. Are you looking for a great place to work? Go to DoubleBees.com and apply online. And you can join the DoubleBees team or ask your DoubleBees cashier about signing up for a rewards card where you can save money at all of our 34 stores. DoubleBees, it's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's DoubleBees.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Roger Scott for FanDuel. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in Arkansas. Right now, new FanDuel customers can hit the court with $350 in bonus bets, and it's guaranteed after betting $5 a day for 7 straight days. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is the best place to bet all your favorite players during the NBA Finals. And best of all, with FanDuel, you get paid instantly when you win. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get $350 in bonus bets guaranteed after betting $5 each day for 7 days. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and partner of Oakland Sports. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. Minimum $5 wager required for 7 consecutive days. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving 2 Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Where is it? Where is it?
What movie is this from?
Toy Story.
Oh,
Toy Story.
All day.
National Best Friends Day today.
You got a friend in me.
Classic.
A great song.
He wrote this for the you movie, right?
I believe so.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
That's a fact.
You just remember what your past is.
Fifth one comes out like next week. I think I may have to watch those.
Taylor Swift has got a song coming out.
I haven't watched them with the kiddo yet.
She's got the friend song.
I watched the first couple. I didn't watch 3 and 4.
I've seen three. I have not seen 4.
Wow. Here's the amazing thing. They're all incredible. Okay. I'm telling you, they are all. And we keep saying, oh, why do they keep doing this? And they make a new one. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll give it a shot because they got the same voice actors. The cast is always coming back. And you go, what kind of story could they possibly do now? And then every time, it's like, at the end, got a tear coming down, and you're going, It was beautiful.
Who you mentioned a friend you wanted to give a shout out to? Maybe not.
Well,
a friend,
well,
maybe
no, someone I just met. Well, listener. He might as well. He's a friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show.
Matt Jackson from Arkansas Farm Bureau.
Okay, not a, lot, to be confused. A lot of Matt Jackson.
A lot of Matt Jacksons, yeah, but Matt, this yeah. one from Arkansas Farm Bureau. Yeah. Met Matt last week at the Farm Bureau Federation.
I think Matt
Foundation.
Comes
excuse me.
When we do those remotes. From Farm Bureau.
Yeah, from Farm Bureau. That's right. He was at the trap shoot up in Jacksonville, which benefited the 4-H Foundation. And he just wanted me to he just wanted to say, hey, he goes,
thanks,
you know what? You know what he told me? He goes, I love your song on your intro.
Ah.
And he said, I've started listening to more of their
Look
stuff because
you.
Of that song. So real
Look
the Real
you.
Big Fish fandom is growing.
Look
yes, the 90s ska is coming
cult.
Back.
Look
yes.
at your little cult.
That's right. It's a little.
Also, I was challenged by Jessica last night to, she was watching, she loves Harry Potter. And we were talking, there was a deer scene in there, and there were deer in my backyard. So she threw out the word Twitter-pated. And I said, what is that? She goes, you don't know what Twitterpated is? And I said, no. She goes, ask your co-host on the show tomorrow what Twitterpated is. So I will go first.
No,
Roger
no, she
Scott.
Means him. She
no,
don't mean
do you know it? You don't know it?
No.
Okay, you know, Chris?
No, I was about to look it up.
Twitterpated?
Yeah.
No.
Twitter what?
So 0-4, Jessica.
Twitterpated.
Something to do with Bambi.
With a P?
With Bambi.
Twitterpated.
I said, I've never heard of that.
Pated with a P as in Paul?
Yeah, Twitter.
Because if it was with another consonant,
it
might be a little confusing.
Is it an actual word?
I don't know. She goes, you don't know what Twitterpated is? And I said, I do not. And I don't think anybody else does.
Oh, okay.
Do we know what
it
is?
Did she call
it's,
you Boomer?
It's from
right?
Bambi.
She
yeah.
called you Boomer
she
right
said,
after
she
that?
She said, we're idiots. Wait a minute. We were not idiots.
I haven't seen Bambi in 20 years.
Did they say the word Twitter?
They didn't
say
the word. Did.
They did?
Yeah.
Twitterpated.
What do they say in Bambi that was Twitterpated?
It's
when you're infatuated.
Thumpers, yeah, talking yeah. about being in love.
Overcome with romantic feelings or hopelessly smitten.
It's
spate of giddy, nervous excitement, complete with butterflies in your stomach. That feeling when you have a crush.
Oh, never heard about that one. I just
I have that every day, Jessica.
I just Googled Twitterpated.
Oh, nice save.
It sent me to a Cupid's website. What the hell is that?
Speaking of animals... you wrote a song that we ought to play, Roger. I don't know if you have time before we go to break, about the winner of the Belmont on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roger did a song.
Not a one-hit wonder, by the way.
For Golden Tempo.
For Golden Tempo.
Yeah,
wow.
Listen, you wonder, could it have been a Triple Crown winner? But obviously, it was the first female trainer at that time to win the Kentucky Derby. I think she was the second to win the Belmont, and we're talking about... Went blank on her name now. Oh, DeVoe.
Cherie DeVoe.
Cherie DeVoe.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if Roger can find her
no,
in time or not.
New system. Yeah. It's hard to find. So some stuff transferred.
Shut up, man. You penis.
See what I'm
telling you, man. Roger. You're such a jerk face. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to buy time for you, Roger. I'm trying over here. I'm trying. I'm stretching for you. And Baz's like, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's
coming. Vickery's coming in shortly. We don't have to play.
Oh, my God.
He tried to show up.
He's still feverishly typing over there, trying to find it.
I'm not going to stop.
He's going to play it through the break.
Somebody says here in our message, somebody says, I've heard it, Twitterpated all my life. I haven't seen Bambi in 30 years, and I still know that. Come on, guys.
When did it come out, Baz? Bambi.
I haven't
what
watched
year?
Bambi since I was seven, 1960 something.
It came out in 1942.
Right? I know. Yeah. I know. Well, listen, again, I've not watched Bambi. It's sad. I don't want to see Bambi die again.
There are movies. We started rewatching some movies with the kids recently, you know, and our youth. And I've asked about certain movies. All Dogs Go to Heaven. Chelsea's like, absolutely not. They're not watching. That's so sad. I'm like, that's
Come
a great
on,
movie.
Dude.
Oh my gosh.
Bambi was another one. I was like, that's
too sad. Kids need to be exposed
they
to these.
They need to have
death.
Some good yes. sadness.
They need to be exposed yes. to death.
They do.
Crawford always said that. He said all that when your animal dies, it's to prepare you for when humans
yes,
die.
Yeah.
It's Frank
yeah.
Fletcher.
See you, Chris. See you, Chris.
We're here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over cash.